Hey, we are over here.
Sorry for being late, guys. I had to hand in my application.
What job did you apply for?
I want to become a digital copywriter.
Digital copywriter? Never heard of it. What kind of job is that?
Well, you can compare the work of a digital copywriter to the work of a tailor. It's your job to tailor the text to the needs of your client. Your main task as a digital copywriter is to engage the reader and motivate them to do something, whether it be buying a certain product or making use of a certain service. If you've managed to appeal to the reader, you did your job right. So, to sum up, you try to convey somebody of something.
Oh, that sounds interesting. Do you have to fulfill any specific requirements for that?
It's basically open to all graduates, but having a good portfolio certainly helps. As in most fields in which you work with clients, you have to be creative. You need to think about what your client yearns or strives for and convince the client that said product or service is just the right thing to satisfy their cravings. Being able to adapt your creative style of writing is key, especially while you work on different products simultaneously. Hopefully I'm up to the challenge. What about you, Marie? Any ideas what you're going to do?
I'm not sure yet, but I visited a job fair last week that was pretty interesting. Lots of different possibilities, even for our English degree. And I especially like the editorial stuff, like editor, assistant, or even proofreading.
Whoa, proofreading? I didn't know there was a job like that. Don't you think it might get a little bit boring after a while? I think you'd rather fit a creative job, maybe as journalist or editor like you mentioned.
I think I might try to start as an editorial assistant. It's a good way to get involved into the business and then I can decide later. But there are much more work activities for proofreaders by now. They can be responsible for design features or the artworks, and freelancers even do typesetting, layouts or marketing and business activities. So there's a ton of different stuff to do.
Sounds like a whole lot of responsibilities, considering that you have the final say and decide what the end product will look like. And freelance work, it seems so vague. Fair enough, being one's own boss sure is tempting and all, but to me personally, it seems like a bold move, especially if you got mouths to feed like I do.
I also agree with Jörn. A freelancer job brings a lot of uncertainty along, especially if you consider the money aspect. But I believe that if you are well organized and you know how to save money when needed, you'll be able to handle it well.
I will probably have to think about that a little more. They told me there's only a limited number of in-house positions at large publishers, of course. Maybe I have to look at smaller ones first. But the market for corporate publishing is also growing and they like to hire freelancers too. I would have to prove my worth.
Did they mention any soft skills which you should have? Things like creative writing or the ability to adapt?
Of course, pretty good knowledge of the English language is important. Then concentration and a great attention to detail. I would be reading a lot and would have to constantly check the grammar and overall writing style to see if it's consistent. Even IT skills are important.
Huh? Why do you need IT skills? I thought that proofreading is rather a job that concentrates on writing and reading.
Because proofreaders use special IT-based publishing systems and databases. There are different ones, for example, books, websites or newspapers, and of course for the whole journalistic industry.
Now that you mention it, nowadays it really seems like IT skills are often a requested competence, as well as technological knowledge in general. For example, I've been very interested in radio broadcast journalism lately, and I discovered that the requirements include data processing and handling, as well as audio editing.
Wait, does that mean that you don't need a journalism degree?
Apparently not. I was very surprised as well, but it's rather the practical experience that is important. Therefore, it's essential to present your application with work material and other samples to show them your potential. I already know how to use recording equipment, and I have some basic editing experiences, but I'm sure I could improve my current editing skills a lot by participating in topic-centered seminars and maybe doing additional practice studies.
So you basically already have the foundation to work in that environment. And honestly, Dana, there's no need to be humble. I've seen your editing skills. They are quite impressive. But is that it? Are there any other skills needed?
Another required skill is, of course, research competence. but we already may accomplish this skill through our studies. However, an essential difference is that the investigations of this profession are mostly under prompt deadline pressure. Hence, it's very important to work very quickly, but still carefully.
So, your task is basically to create quality content under pressure of time. That truly sounds interesting.
Well, I think this job does seem extremely interesting, especially because of its diversity and creativity. But it's as well mostly a freelancer profession.
Alright, enough for now. The drinks are coming.
Free black coffee. Here you go.